Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Oh my God. The Patreon so far for Sex Unique Podcast is at 151 patrons. This is huge. I truly did not expect this. And to all my patrons, I just want to say a massive thank you. And we're just that much closer to a sexy, unique, patron-only season of the podcast. So if you're intrigued by this and you want to help support SUP, head on over to www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. There are lots of great rewards, and you can feel the warm, fuzzy feeling of supporting a loller like me. And without further ado, I now present SUP. You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm
like
your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Got a girl with a friend, you'll be both in.
Okay, y'all.
Okay, honey.
Okay, honey.
Let's get into this
Okay, so basically, right off the bat, my first impression of Kentucky at this point is just like, it's so bleak.
Yeah, but okay, I would actually argue against that. I think that last week was all about, oh my God, Kentucky is so dark. Everyone is, pregnant and, getting wasted, blah, 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 and, partying and, abandoned oil rigs. But this week I was like, oh my God, well, actually the virtues of, living in a small town is, there is a real sense of community and, people do work together and it's actually really sweet.
Yeah.
You don't find that in, urban situation.
No. That's actually true. It started out with on a bleak start where I was I'm darked out and I don't know if this can get darker. And then there was a huge upswing.
Yeah.
And then it was heartwarming. And you know who we have to thank for that?
Who?
Militia.
I know. I always knew that Militia was going to give us a gift in some way because I knew that with that name, it really was just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. It's a magical journey.
She and her barren whatever really came through for us today. The way that
Wes so eloquently described it, we've discovered her tubes don't work.
Oh, I thought he said, by the way, at first, tumors. And I was like,
said her tumors don't work?
Yeah, I was like, okay, that sounds good to me.
Wait,
I
mean, and you thought that if Melissa's tumors don't work, then she can't have a baby?
Well,
and
I caught on pretty quickly.
You were like, oh, okay,
I caught
on
pretty quickly that it was not tumors, but when he said tubes, I thought he said tumors.
Oh, so you thought that he was like revealing that Melissa had like
cancer.
A fault in our stars sort of journey.
Yes, and I was like, this is really sad. And then it was like, oh, she's barren. Okay, that's like not that sad.
Yeah, they just have to get in vitro, which is like in vitro, but whatever.
Yeah, it is in vitro. It's also like so much money, apparently.
It's so much money, but also it's like that's for one treatment that may not take. I hate it to everyone that's rooting for them. I mean, I root for them. I totally hope that they have a baby and that everything works out.
I know, but
my
friend
just like intense.
Is doing in vitro, and she's been doing it for like a while, and I know she's like gone through a lot of rounds.
You kind of have to do a lot of rounds sometimes.
Yeah, you do. So,
best of luck to Melissa. Yeah.
I'm sure that whatever happens, if you need a round two, Jax will be there to match it.
Yeah. That was like pretty generous of him.
It was, but I don't trust anything. I mean, I don't think he's like altruistic. I think he's like autistic.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you know what I mean?
The whole like, thing, it was a well-timed, like, I kind of like how Britney's family like used this whole thing to their advantage in a way where it's like, we know that Bravo is going to film a reality show. We know that this like celebrity is going to be filming here. So like, let's have a fundraiser and we make it an episode. And then we raise all this money to get what we need.
I would
like,
have loved to have
smart.
Seen.
Smart.
Yeah,
the
Cartwrights they
are smart.
I would have loved to have seen that family huddle deleted scene. Well, they're coming. Her tubes are no good.
That's not just like
Jax
a coincidence that that all
no,
happened.
No, of course not.
And also it just makes me think too, like how smart Britney has been of like dating Jax and then working it out to get her own web series.
Well, yeah, but again, I think you're putting too much thought.
And giving her too much
credit. You're putting too much thought into her thoughts.
I don't know, babe.
I still stand by the idea that she's not that complicated. I really do. The only thing complicated is sometimes her outfits, which could be simplified.
This episode like begins on their fourth day in Kentucky.
I know. And you're just like, oh my God.
Day
I'm like,
four.
Jesus. I'm like, there's like, what, two more to go?
No, they're there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, but this is day four and they're halfway through. So what do they do for the next like, what, 10 days?
I guess we'll find out. Isn't there only like four episodes left now?
I thought there were
now?
Six episodes.
So there's
three,
episodes,
three
left?
Episodes left.
Wow. So they're sad. Really, okay, wow. So really not much happens after the first 4 days then if they're going to cram three episodes into like 10 days.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm okay. Confused, but I'm on the edge of my seat. Just yeah, kidding, I'm not.
Yeah. No, but I liked this episode actually. I thought everyone was kind of sweet in a way. And I think the MVP actually goes to Kara, the Britney's only friend that kind of sees Jack and smells sociopath.
Yeah.
Like she's the only one that's like, you seem like you might be a demon. Like,
yeah. Kara
like
and
the devil's
Dawn,
inside you.
Kara and Dawn have their heads on straight.
Yeah. But my favorite scene was when Kara was like, you're garbage. And then her like other drunk friend was like, I think you literally, and I thought she was going to be like, our scum. But she was like, have her back.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, honey, no. Like,
yeah.
How could you so misread the situation? But I think probably a lot of them are just like, stars are blind. I think they're just like starstruck and like, I don't know, want to be in good favor with him. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, also,
know.
It's like a weird situation. Like, how realistic can this all truly be at the end of the
day? What
like, they
mean?
Know they're here to film a show, and they
yes.
know the premise of this show is like, Britney's bringing her man home to see if, like, he's going to pop the question. So I'm sure, like, babe, I really do think that the producers are like, okay, like, now remember, you need to ask Jax.
Yeah,
about,
of course.
Like,
no, I definitely think that. I wonder if Britney's friends like secretly talk shit about her and are like, she's changed a lot since she's moved to LA.
Britney seems like she hasn't changed though. She seems
no,
like
I know.
Very
she's,
sweet.
If anything, she's very consistent.
Yeah, she's very consistent. And like, I love like Jax spends the majority of this episode trying to like.
Start a depression rumor.
Yeah.
Literally,
he's
trying
literally
to start
trying
a depression
to, like, out
rumor.
Britney for being
depressed.
And but then telling for everyone, I love also like telling someone that someone's depressed. Me going to you and being like, Ryan, like I think Jonathan's like really, really depressed. But then, never tell him that we had this conversation.
But also
ever
using it as like,
and don't talk to him about it. It's like no. That's
but also
not how
using
you, like,
it as leverage to like dump someone. Like he's like, I love her,
dump,
but
not
she's
to dump,
depressed.
But to just postpone any sort of talk about like a wedding or kids.
It's still
it's
it feels
very
so
misguided.
Cheap. It feels so cheap and weird and just really fucked up. TBH.
It's a classic Jax pivot though.
Yeah.
It's like a normal person would
he
just
go
be
into
like,
politics.
A normal person would just be like, hey, like real talk. I don't necessarily know if I'm ready for that yet, but like let's have more conversations and like all get to know each other. But on my timeline, it's maybe looking like a few years down the line before that happens.
Yeah.
And then like, but in Jax's world, like he's just like, actually, like Britney's lost her spark and I'm afraid that she's like suicidal. So we need to really solve that problem. Like a problem
he would
that
rather,
doesn't exist.
He would rather start rumors, cause all this drama than just be upfront. It's,
yeah.
But it's so typical Jax and it's, he's just a fucking sociopath. He's scary. He's a little bone chilly to me.
He chilled my bones this episode.
Yeah. He doesn't care about
it's,
anyone.
But it's gotten
so
normalized to me that I'm kind of like, oh, that's just Jax. Like I'm falling into the hole of the, that's just Jax.
I know, but
like
what
it's
he did
not
this,
okay.
I know.
Do you think they're still together at this point or no? Like how could they be together?
I don't know. Maybe that's why I can't sleep. I'm just losing.
You're like, are they or aren't they?
Yeah, that's my insomnia. That's the word of my insomnia. Are they? Aren't they? I don't know. But
I feel like, I don't know. Everything always surprises me, but I feel like how could they be together?
We won't
this?
Know the
it
truth until
sense.
it airs. You know, all the episodes air.
Yeah,
I think.
And we won't know the truth until next season of Vanderpump Rules. I think
they're going to keep it going.
I think they'll keep the relationship going, but maybe break up during next season. Maybe they're already broken up.
I think it's interesting that Britney's kind of been its longest term relationship.
Has it been the longest one?
It's certainly been
the one that he's been the most serious about.
Yeah.
Kind of aside from Stassi, though. He was pretty serious about her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this was, I'm concerned.
Dawn and Jax were twinning in the beginning of the episode.
When they played pool.
They were wearing literally the same outfit, and guess what? Dawn was hotter in it.
Yeah, Dawn.
Controversial opinion, but.
Okay, people were serving.
Dawn had a better body than Jax.
Yeah, Dawn is sexy.
Yeah.
And people were serving looks in this episode. Like, Sherry was giving me Brigitte Bardot,
no.
Like, smoky eyes.
No.
Yes, she's Brigitte.
She was giving me Jennifer Coolidge in Best in Show. That's what she looked like.
Yeah, but, like, she is also, like, a Brigitte moment.
She has a certain
the
high-class version of her. The high-class version of her is Brigitte, and then Brigitte,
mm-hmm.
And then the real version is Jennifer Coolidge in Best in Show.
Don the bounty hunter in his like tight black shirt.
His body is better. I mean, Jax's body is literally like bibbity gobbity goop. I mean, it's like it's terrible. And I think Don works out. I think he lifts.
And Don also like Don will go from like leather daddy to like office manager in the blink of an eye. And so I love his versatility.
He looks like a cheesy accountant in those. Yeah.
I'm
down for him.
It's a sexy look.
Dress him up, dress him down. I don't care. I'm here for it.
Dress him down.
Yeah. Dress him down.
And then Mama's dressed like Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, I know.
She's like in a casual
hoodie. Trying to break through the glass ceiling at Silicon Valley over there.
Yeah, she's like typing away, inventing Facebook in the corner.
She's in Palo Alto being like, why is this so hard for a woman to advance? She's like, I've been trying to lean in for so long.
She's like, 1 billion followers.
That's exactly what Mama's doing.
Mama is like inventing internet things.
No,
she's like hot or not, it all, that's where it all began.
Oh my god. Yeah, lol.
No, it's so Jax is like depression outing Britney. It's dark.
That's so
oh my
weird.
God wait,
out of all the things to like to avert any questions about marriage, to use depression as the reason why you're not moving forward, it just feels so bizarre. It is so bizarre that it makes me think that it might be true. I'm not.
It is so.
She did gain weight when she did move to LA. I mean,
but like a lot of people gain weight. You gain weight when you move to LA.
Yeah, but like also, like, it would track if she was depressed. I mean, like, why wouldn't she be? She's, like, living with Jax. I don't know.
They're, like, in a bone-chilling apartment scenario. In
Koreatown.
Like, no.
She has, not have a job? Like, doesn't she, like, just hang out?
No, she works at Sir.
Yeah, but, like, quote-unquote.
She has a job. She's on this reality show.
Yeah, but what is she doing when she's not on the reality? I don't know. I'm just saying.
What are any of us doing? I mean, I wouldn't... It does seem so wild that I'm with you where I almost believe that it is true.
Yeah.
But then this other side of me is like, Jax, you're a fucking liar. Like, also it just is. Well, so
maybe
it's plain.
Like I said, maybe it's both. Maybe she's depressed and maybe he doesn't want to marry her. I mean, again, both can be true.
Yeah. And it's so like blamey that's like another problem that I
like
have.
Like she's defective. Like,
she's really her lost spark. Her spark. Like everything's great with me. Like I'm on track and I want all of this, but it's like, it's she so, really needs to get her shit together. It's just like it's one-sided so, and that's not how life works.
It's true.
Wait, we need to talk about Brittany's outfit. Her basement outfit.
Oh yeah,
we only caught a glimpse of it, but it truly was too much for my.
She's like, "I'm going to the basement.
Soul.
Time to dress up."
Yeah, she's like, "We made dinner. Time to take down to the basement."
Yeah,
y'all.
She's like, "Where's my basement outfit on?"
Her basement outfit was a leather cuff sleeve that went from like the wrist to the elbow, and then like a bat wing gray shirt. It was.
I missed it. Truly, I'm sad I did.
Yeah. Well, I mean. It was I'm like chilled. A, yeah. I'm, to be fair, like, I'm wearing kind of a basement outfit right now.
You
I'm
are.
Wearing, like, weird sweatpants from Target that are meant to look like jeans.
Are they jeggings?
They're not, but they are tight, so they fit like jeggings. They're really
ugly.
They're
trash.
Like,
I actually can't believe that you bought those.
They're kind of...
I've never seen you, like, make such a huge fashion faux pas.
I know.
Usually you're pretty consistent. I've never seen you wear something that made me, like, gasp.
These... I saw your face when I walked into your apartment tonight wearing these pants, and I knew
and Jonathan
I'd
was
made a huge
Jonathan
mistake.
Was enabling. He was like, they look cute.
Jonathan was like, I love your pants, babe.
I was like...
Which is, like, if he's giving me that compliment, I know the pants are really bad, and it's, like, his effort to make me feel better.
No, but I
like,
actually think he did like them, which is actually more scary
to me. I think he did like
me.
Them, which I love.
Another thing
which
I'm
is revealing
to,
about
I'm going to have to unpack that later with him.
These pants that I'm wearing are the kind of pants where you get, they expose other people's true character.
Those pants would be like in the Brittany Cartwright for Target line. Like that's Brittany's
they
line.
Are like a real Brittany look.
I would love
it's
Brittany
my homage to
design her,
to her. These pants would probably look better on her. Yeah. I can't even explain to you how ugly they are. They're a cropped, they're like a sweatpant, cropped above the ankle, ruched at the ankle, made of sweatpant material that's meant to look like denim. So it's dyed and then distressed in certain
people
areas
are like pulling over and vomiting on the side of the freeway. They're literally like listening to this podcast and be like,
they're true. They're the most heinous thing I own. And today I thought to myself, they're kind of like a Yeezy season like 2 look. Like I'm just going to like rock it. And like
grasping
put them on.
At Coke straws.
No, I put them on and I was like, wow, these are so hideous that I need to actually wear them all day and into the night. So here we are.
Well, and
they're my
God
basement
that,
outfit, y'all.
You know, those are pants for a podcast. they're my
podcast.
You got pants for a podcast, honey. Wow.
I would wear these pants out and about in Lexington, though.
Well, yeah,
to Skybar.
You would be high fashion. Oh yeah, Skybar, which like really, really darked me out.
I love.
It's like the ninth place in town, y'all.
I
sky
feel
bar.
Like every weird city. I feel like Oklahoma City has like a sky bar.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
A wannabe chic. Well, I'm from Ventura, which is an hour north of here, and they actually call it Ventucky sometimes.
Ventucky?
Yeah, Ventucky.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, they call it Ventucky.
We should do a show called Ryan and Lara Take Ventucky.
Oh my God. It's just us driving an hour north and being like, eh, it's not that bad.
Being like, there's a beach.
It's actually pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What's the chic bar where you're...
There was a place called The Watermark, which Kevin Costner went to the opening because he's from Ventura. And he, like, cut the ribbon.
Star-studded event. Yeah. Star of Waterworld.
Noted dynamic personality, Kevin Costner. And now that turned into a Mexican restaurant. It closed down.
So
like,
what's the
when,
chic...
When Ventura tries to be chic, it backfires because... It tries to be Santa Barbara, and it just isn't. It's not rich enough to be Santa Barbara. And then people in Ventura really resent having to pay more than, like, $10 on an entree. They're just like, nope, that's not why we live here. Goodbye.
Yeah.
you know, so it's not going to happen. It missed the watermark. Oh, terrible.
I want to know from our listeners, if you're from like a small town that has like a wannabe chic bar, I want to know the name of the chic bar.
Yeah, please.
Tell me. Enlighten us. Oh, I wrote down in my notes that Ashley is chic. Brittany's friend that wears like the black lipstick that got wasted and was like, I think that you totally have
you literally
her back.
Have her back. And
does Ashley know something about Brittany that we don't know?
I don't think she knows anything about anything. And that's why she's Ashley.
Brittany's like little wiggle of pleasure that she does when she takes a shot is iconic. There's this one cutaway to her and she's like sips a shot and then it's like so delicious and she's like and like you can just tell it's like when Jax is talking about how she doesn't do anything all day.
You know, it's funny, like Jax trolls them a lot for having babies when they're like babies, you know, and
he's
getting divorced.
Very judgmental.
And it's, but here's the thing, like I understand what he's saying and he's not wrong, and but he puts all the onus on the woman. Like it's just so misogynistic. It's so just like, it's like, well, like if you have a kid, you can't be going out and having fun anymore. Like you made a bad decision, so your life is ruined and like you should sit in that shit rather than like actually try to have a life. And there's no discussion about the father or like what the responsibility is for the father. It just feels, it feels very misogynistic coming from him.
Yeah. And also it's like, I mean,
but I like him pointing out that like, gee, you should use birth control. I mean, underneath all the misogyny and like typical Jax bullshit, there is a message of like,
there's a nugget of truth.
Yeah, there's a nugget of, and like, that nugget of truth is wear a condom.
But honestly, like, it's actually, I'm going to say fuck that nugget of truth, because what's done is done. So to tell someone with three kids that they should wear a condom is actually so fucking
No, bad. God, no, not now. Yeah. But just in general, like birth control is chic.
Yeah, birth control is really chic. I get where he's coming from as far as being like, I want to get married like one time and have it be forever, like blah, blah, blah.
But I don't believe anything he says.
I don't believe that is like, I don't believe that that's what's motivating him, is to have like a long lasting, like meaningful marriage with someone.
God.
And
no.
Also it's like, I think everyone's goal when they get married is to like be married to that person forever.
Yeah.
Otherwise they wouldn't be getting married. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of marriages end in divorce.
It's true. Hold on to your hats.
He's like, I don't want Brittany to just be in a shitty marriage with me. It's like, what are you saying?
As opposed to a shitty relationship.
Yeah. There were some really good songs in this episode.
I love the house band. I want to hire them to play my wedding.
We should throw a party in the courtyard of our building.
Yeah, what is the house
and
band?
And hire whoever. They are making
it's,
really good
But it's
music.
The same band, right? It is.
I think it's
a house band.
I think it's the same woman now that sings all the songs.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's Dina Dedley.
What was she saying to this time?
Tonight there was when there was like, home is where you are. It's will you never be lost again. I don't think that that's how it goes because I can't remember it. They're honestly very forgettable songs, but the lyrics
are so good. I don't think these are finished songs. I think these are just what the song
you literally
is.
Literally record.
I think
like,
they're like 20 seconds.
Yeah,
10.
You record 20 seconds of a song.
Yeah, just a phrase.
And it's like they're so on the nose. Like at the very end of the episode, it was like tick tock, tick tock, time is running out, and then it was like time is running out. Like at the end, it's
they're not real songs.
It's
just
comedic gold. The songs are at this point, and
maybe it's Sherry singing them.
I wish my fucking swinging 60s queen.
Yeah, she'd put a tambourine in there somewhere though.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Okay, wait, someone from our cast member patron level submitted some questions. One is, could you please discuss Sherry's look some more, her lipstick in particular? I'm trying to wrap my head around it, and I'd really appreciate y'all's thoughts.
I mean, I think she looks like a melted candle, but like a Yankee candle, but like...
I think she's serving like frosted lipstick, like beauty.
I'm into it, though. I'm into how she looks, but she looks a little overcooked, and it always looks a little disheveled and bad, but I like it. Like, it works. Whatever she's doing, it's working.
There's
but she's
beauty not in the breakdown.
Yeah, there's beauty in that breakdown for sure. She's like, Britney depressed? That's not genetic. Anyway, she's like clawing at herself.
She's like in the corner, like turning a lamp off.
Well, and this is a preview of next week, but her hair literally looks like a brown shag rug.
And next week, Sherry's terrible. Hair is going to go on
Babe,
a journey.
It looked like she was having a psychotic break, I mean, honestly.
It's the hair next week is like, both of us were like, ooh.
Yeah, it was
it's
bad.
It's real.
And she really let us down. She's never let us down with her hair before, but let us down.
No, Sherry's always serving the look, but maybe these like...
Day five, she starts to give up.
Depression has like...
Well, day five, I think she just gets exhausted doing it for the cameras. She's like,
Sherry
whatever.
Is like... Honestly, if she had a beauty blog, I would read it. I want to know like her tips
secrets.
And tricks. Yeah, Sherry's secrets. I would read that every single day. I would check it for new content and recommendations.
Sure. Why not?
And then we had a question that said, oh my God, Rye, I've been thinking about who in the cast I'd fuck, and I decided I would never fuck any of them. But IRL, I'd fuck Ryan. I saw him on Instagram, and he's really handsome.
Oh, who said that?
Let's see. Who said that?
I'm like, Jonathan, hit the road. My loving boyfriend of almost 3 years. If it's a girl, it won't feel as satisfying.
It's not.
It's a guy.
Yeah, it's That's a guy. Sweet.
Well, thank you, honey.
Babe, I don't think if it was a girl, I would be like, honey, like, read between the lines.
I know.
That'd be actually really cause for concern.
Read between the rainbow lines.
Yeah. Well,
That's so
I love
nice.
That.
It's always nice to know that people would have sex with you.
I know. It's nice when you're the host of a show and you don't get that, but then your guest gets all
Well,
the...
honey, your straight guys are not exactly your target demo.
No, I don't think
demo.
A lot of straight guys listen to this show, sadly.
Especially nice to hear that when you eat 10 mini cupcakes today, which I did in the restroom. So. Touch my body.
There's another thought that was submitted, which is, what do you think happened to Sheena's Instagram talk show Shenanigans?
I didn't know that existed.
Well, I did. And I was really excited about it. And like, I stand hard for Shenanigans.
It was on the air, but then it closed?
She did one episode where she talked a lot of shit about Stassi. And then Stassi Okay, here's what happened. This is like a timeline. And I forgot about this when we were talking in the bonus episode about like drama that had happened between the cast. So Sheena, right after the Pump, the last episode of this past season of Pump Rules, announced, she was like, I'm going to do my own talk show, Sheenanigans, on Instagram. So she did like a live thing and people asked her about Stassi and she talked a lot of shit about Stassi. And then Stassi found out about it while she was in Europe on the girls trip.
You
and,
don't
like,
say.
Tweeted up like a storm, like came for Sheena online. And then I think Kristen defended Sheena and then some drama went down and Kristen left the Europe trip early because there was like a fissure.
I'm sad they didn't have a camera crew to record all this.
I know. It's like,
I guess we'll hear more about it this season.
Yeah. No, but that was like some drama. I mean, I think that Sheena is maybe too insecure to like self-start her own like talk show. I think she needs to have like a producer that like makes her. I think she's so afraid of like not looking good, right, and coming off as like likable for every single
shenanigans
person.
Is not the right word to describe someone who barely has a pulse, I have to say.
Shenanigans,
she's like
is
barely conscious
for
she's barely conscious. What shenanigans is going on there? Breathing.
I'm gonna start my
words
own
forming.
Instagram talk show called Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Like,
oh my god.
Shane,
oh my god. Oh, I thought you meant like Shay, like
oh,
her ex-husband.
No. Shay. We should all start our own version. Shenanigans.
Shenanigans is just like him playing Sega in a dark room.
It's like he snorts a Vicodin and then just like lays on the couch and it's cries like, while it's like on Instagram. I'd watch.
We've all been there.
I'd
watch
it.
It's not. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Shenanigans, but I fucking hope it comes back and resurfaces.
that makes one of us.
I have, oh my god, today I found out that Militia means bee.
Cute. Love it. Still a very confusing name. Wouldn't give it to my own daughter, but I support her and her quest to have children.
Yeah. Okay, so let's we'll talk about the fundraiser, because that was actually, that was the moment where it was like, oh, this is sweet, and kind of showed off the merits of living in a small town.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, again, these people were bidding on, I don't know, like baskets with 409 cleaner in them. Like, I don't know, like what, like none of these baskets seemed like ooh, ah, glam.
No, it was like they went to Rite Aid.
It was literally
and,
like here,
put some,
have some sweet tarts,
some Cetaphil in
literally,
the basket.
Yeah, it was like, here's some sweet tarts and like a bear, like a teddy bear.
Yeah, there were two like panda teddy bears that went off in the silent auction.
And they're like, $2,000, please. No, and also it didn't look like it was populated by that many people. So the fact that they raised that much money is actually kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is sad though, because in vitro, it's like you have your one shot. It's like $24,000 for like one shot.
For basically. One round. Sometimes it takes multiple
it
rounds.
Takes, yeah. And they're going, yeah, I know.
But maybe so they can come to LA if it doesn't take, which I hope it does, and everything
also,
works out.
I don't know
for
if
Kentucky
has like the biggest in vitro specialists over there.
They'd probably have to go to like Lexington or some bigger town. But if things go awry and the tubes stay broken, the in vitro doesn't take, I hope that they come and do another round of fundraising at Sir. You know, Lisa would pay for their in vitro.
I guess. I don't know.
Brittany's, I mean, I just think that they should milk it.
Brittany's brother seemed cute and sweet and nice.
Yeah.
But I'm like wondering how many siblings she has. Like, do I even want to know?
I'm confused.
I think there's like 12 of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's weird.
There's
think,
a lot of
I think
of
they're
cards.
All family there.
They're all family. But also, like, everyone in the show glazed over the fact that Sherry, my queen, has been married 4 times. So,
I
like,
know.
How many kids
and,
has she had?
And most of her husbands have died under mysterious circumstances.
Do we think that Sherry's a
she's
black,
a black
widow?
Yeah. Oh,
God. I want Sherry to star in her own line. Yeah, I want her to star in her own line of, like, action movies.
Yeah, sure.
She could be, like, a James Bond type of character.
Yeah.
I mean, see this for Cher Bear.
I wish she would listen to this and we would hear all the wonderful things we say about her. I mean, besides her killing gay people, which we always managed to squeeze in. Her actually.
Well, that would be part of
her
the
being hot,
movie.
But also just murdering gay men.
Well,
right
maybe
and
she
left.
Marries gay men because they think she's so fabulous and she's like, we'll live our lives together and you do you and I'll do me.
Yeah.
And then the second like, they get married, she like makes them sign over the will and then she's like, and like Black Widow kills them. But it's a swinging 60s baby. Yeah.
They're like, it's 2017.
She's just a vintage soul.
Yeah, I guess so.
My God, I fucking live for Sherry.
I can't wait to see that hair debut. That is a dark hair story.
I'm scared.
I don't know what story that hair is telling, but
no one
is
ready for next week's Sher hair.
Scary Sherry.
It's Scary Sherry. The sexual tension between Don and Sherry is wild.
I know. They're like, what they do you want to do?
They have unfinished business.
About us still fucking it. I mean, I'm Jack's dad. Jax, what do you
want
to do?
So Sherry Jax? Like wants to fuck Jack so bad. She like has such a boner for him. And Don's like, clearly does not trust Jax's antics one bit. And then he's like, Sherry, so what do you think? And she's like, I think he is great, and like just really stands up for Jax.
I know, it's very weird.
It's very weird. But okay, my last real question, I guess, is so Cartwright Designs, is that like her that's like the family business?
What is it? Like a graphic design business?
It's like they make signs or something.
Oh, graphic design. Well, like signs, like literal signs.
Yeah, like signs and maybe graphic design. I'm not really sure. I was trying to like figure
it
out.
Mama? Who's
no,
in charge?
No, I think so. I think it's the dad's side of the family is Cartwright, okay. Right? Because Sherry wouldn't be a Cartwright.
Makes sense.
And Sherry lives on Papaw's compound,
right?
With Mama,
right?
So I'm just trying to figure out like what each side of the family does,
or if they have like money.
Yeah.
They might
have money because they live on that like big old farm.
I mean, they might have like Kentucky money,
but still,
which for us is like
I'm like, that's more money than my LA money.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we have another question.
What is it?
I'm spending my Friday night watching Leah Remini's Scientology docuseries and was reminded of the fact that Stassi said on her podcast that she and Jax tried Scientology for 2 days. Bless.
2 days. What?
Wondered how Sherry would feel if she's ever heard of Scientology. JK, who am I kidding? She has no idea. She'd think it was about scientists, like when Britney thought Jax being a misogynist was meant that he gave massages.
Oh my god.
I forgot about Britney being like,
really funny.
He gives massages.
A misogynist. Does that mean he gives massages? Yeah, of pain. Of like...
Of pain of, to your psyche.
Of the patriarchy. Of like the squeezing of the patriarchy.
God, I'm obsessed with Stassi and Jax trying Scientology for 2 days.
What does that mean? They like had brunch at the fucking Celebrity Center?
I don't know. Maybe they like went in. It was on Stassi's podcast and I'm never going to listen to that. So I'll never know. But I love that.
They're too poor to be Scientologists.
They're A, too poor to be Scientologists.
They don't have money.
And B, like, I think a big part of Scientology is being like, I think they try and get kind of like desperate people that like want to like self-reflect.
Desperate people who will sign their life away in a cult. Yeah.
Yeah, but they like also it's like I think the test that you take, you like have to answer a lot of really like personal questions.
Yeah.
And Jax is a liar, so like it's not gonna work on him.
Yeah.
Like he and Stassi's like literally the least self-aware person that ever existed. So yeah. Like they are truly not the right candidates for Scientology.
Of course not. They're but you know, I mean, I think Sherry would like Scientology because it hates gay people, so she'd be on board.
She's like, I'm right at home.
She's like, John Travolta, he is a faggot. We should
She's like, John Travolta's a family man. He has a wife and he has kids.
It's true. Oh, God.
She would defend.
She's like, happy ending massages. What do you talk?
She's like, he is trying to relax. Can't you just let him relax?
He's the star of Michael.
One of my favorite movies.
One of my favorite movies, Michael. And Battlefield Earth.
A movie of an angel.
You can't be gay and an angel. Not allowed.
She's like, leave John alone. Leave him alone.
Oh my God.
Stop spreading lies.
Stop spreading lies about the star from Michael, please. My favorite movie.
My angel, John Travolta, please. Leave him out of this.
He's just Michael to me.
Sherry could recruit me for Scientology. If she was a Scientologist, I would consider joining.
I guess, honey. I don't know. I
probably
just
wouldn't.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Besides, it's passé at this point.
It is passé. It's an unchic religion.
Yeah, very unchic.
What else? Let's see if we have any more cues. No more cues. People need to get involved.
I know, honey. Do they call yet? Has anyone called?
No one's called.
Ugh, rude. Ring, ring.
I know.
Call.
I'm waiting
us.
With breath bated for a
breath.
Fucking phone call.
Well, maybe next time will be the time.
I'm sad, y'all. But yeah, if you're coming in on a $5 patron level, like, this is your the opportunity to cash interact.
In those chips.
Yeah, cash it in. Take advantage. I truly said, like, you and I will talk about literally anything. We will say anything that the people say. If you leave a message and we'll play it. I mean, obviously you can't like hate speech.
Yeah.
But what?
No, it's true. I agree.
No hate speech allowed.
I disagree. I quit.
Like, you're like, I stand with Sherry. Hate is fine. Oh, Sherry. Well, everyone have sweet dreams of Sherry tonight.
Or nightmares, depending on if you're factoring in the hair from next week. But
I need that hair in my life now. I'm like, put me in a
scare
coma.
Hair.
Put me in a coma until next week so I can bask in the brilliance that is Sherry's hair next week.
Oh, God. I hope it's a full episode of it.
It's a full...
I have a feeling it's just a weird one-off look, but...
It's one scene only.
Yeah.
It's like she got caught by surprise.
Yeah, she's like snorting coke with her fucking pet, like Amour.
She and Don were busy like fucking in the back, and then the Bravo producers came over and they're like, it's time to film, and she was like, oh my God, and like just tried to like throw on some clothes and act natural, but we know you were up to no good, Sherry.
I was up to no good.
We know you and Don are getting nasty. Oh, wait, I have one more thing to say, which is that there was a table of pecan pie at the baby fundraiser that looked really delicious.
That's what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. That's your drop the mic moment.
Yeah. I wanted to like...
Pecan pie? I pecant with that. Sorry.
Well, I need to like give it up when the getting's good, you know?
Yeah.
Like I need to like address things that I love and also things that I hate. And I just noticed, I was like, wow, there's a whole table of my favorite kind of pie.
That
like,
pecan pie, was it being auctioned off for like
$5,000? No, I think that it was just like, it looked like I don't know. There was a lot of it though. There were like four or five pies.
I think they were being auctioned off.
Oh, God, I was like, I'd go to this fucking baby shower.
I would have flown in.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Invite us to your next fundraiser.
Yeah.
I'll donate.
We'll MC.
I stand for that family.
We'll MC.
I'm coming around on these crazy Cartwrights, y'all.
I know, me too.
I'm really growing to love them.
Something tells me there's a beating heart under all that bigotry.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, y'all.
Yeah.
All right.
Mooch.
Bye. This week's episode of Sex Unique Podcast was brought to you by the following premium sponsors: William Jones, Meredith Good, Jenna Griffin, and Johnny Smith. Because of you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, 'cause I know I'm feeling, 'cause I know I know.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp, or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.